Hi, I'm Angela Lee, and welcome to the Will to Live podcast, where we share with you the gifts of living. I speak to inspiring wellness leaders, mums, celebrities, business people, super grannies, and more to help you live your potential, connect to your purpose, and bring joy to your life. Discovering your will to live a fulfilling life starts now. Today I'm joined by Dr. Cam McDonald, COO of PH360 Australia and Shea Wellness, and they are leaders in epigenetic health technology, and they're absolutely making waves around the globe in how we approach wellness from a personalised point of view. So I'm really excited to have Cam on today.
There's some really important points I wanted to discuss today, particularly around how we approach stress and how we're responding to stress, because at the moment, on a global scale, the world is under the pump. Like, we're under the pump with stress. So it's a good opportunity to understand ourselves better. And Dr. Cam's going to talk about that from an epigenetic perspective. So thanks so much for joining us today, Cam.
Thanks for letting me be here, Ange. It's always great to have a chat.
Yeah, no, it's so good. I guess I wanted to start by you explaining. I know we're only doing a short interview, but just giving a sort of a general concept, making the link between, I guess, our biology and our behavior, how things can play out.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating, actually, that there's and probably the most important thing to understand is how you are related to how your behavior is related to your body and how that's all related to your biology. Yeah. Actually starts before you're born, in embryological development. There's certain things that happen in embryological development. Certain hormones become more dominant. Certain areas of that embryo actually grow more than others. And as a result, it gives way to a predisposition to have higher hormones of certain types for some people, while other people have higher hormones of other types.
Yeah.
And so this then changes the whole way that we develop throughout our life. Some people actually naturally have higher testosterone levels and higher adrenal outlet when they have some sort of stimulus. And so what that does throughout their whole life is it means that as they develop, markers that relate to those hormones actually show up. So in their body shape and structure, you'll see shorter femurs, you'll see a longer trunk, you'll see a slightly leaner body and a body that's able to respond quite quickly in the gym, for example, versus but interestingly enough, it's not just the body that's actually being influenced by these hormones. If you have someone who's got higher testosterone levels, it influences their behaviors. It says to an individual with high testosterone will be a bit more competitive. They'll be more aggressive. We're seeing more elite athletes, actually, that are higher in testosterone or have a marker of embryological testosterone, which is your ring finger being longer than your index finger. And so this is something, this growth and shape of your body, the length of your fingers, are actually determined pre-birth. They're influenced by the hormones that you're exposed to, and then those hormones then go on and influence your behavior as well. So someone higher testosterone, more competitive, more adrenaline, they'll be a little bit more reactive, a little bit more fiery. And what's really interesting about that is that if you've been exposed to higher adrenaline and testosterone your whole life, what that's going to do is it's going to mean that adrenaline and testosterone is home base for you. It's going to feel safe. And so if you're sitting in a classroom or sitting at work and it's boring and monotonous and there's no challenge or competition, you'll start making fights or conflict or competitions or fun or something that stimulates adrenaline and testosterone because that's home for you. Whereas not everyone is like that. Some people actually develop with more prolactin. And prolactin is a growth hormone. It actually makes us hold more mass, hold more fat tissue, hold more muscle tissue. And so a body that is more dominant in prolactin rather than adrenaline and testosterone is better at growing better and is going to be bigger. And now what's interesting about that hormone is that the way it influences behaviors is it helps you be more nurturing. If someone gets into trouble, a person higher in prolactin will go and help them faster first. And so they won't even think about themselves. They're much more focused on other people and making sure they're taken care of. And so we have these very different bodies that develop differently shape-wise, but those same hormones that create different shape also influence how our behaviors are driven. And so what home base is for the prolactin dominant person is home base is having everyone at home and safe and stable and nurturing them, making sure that they're okay, not competing with them, not fighting with them like the activator or the adrenaline testosterone person, but rather nurturing them and making sure they're cared for. And so that's just two of the six major, you know, health types that we talk about, with different governing hormones for each of the types. And then there's obviously individual variation within those as well. But the very important thing is that the way your body develops, and also the shape, and also the your organ function, but also your behaviors, are written very much into your biology.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fascinating. I've been using this technology for 3 years now, and it's just changed the way I approach things. It's changed me personally in terms of how I look at wellness and the things that drive my wellness. And so, yeah, I can absolutely highly recommend it. I guess what I want to chat about is, obviously we have these different behaviors. So when we're in stressful situations like now, I guess different things are causing different people stress, and how they're responding to stress is very different. And a lot of this is written into their biology as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So people will stress. The really important thing about stress is it is your biology's response to protect you in this moment. It doesn't necessarily serve you if you stay stressed for a long period of time. It's designed to protect you right now. But how a body will protect you will actually depend on your biology. And so, for example, let's say that you got the adrenaline testosterone person. The way that they feel safe, which is essentially what protection is all about, the biology will respond in a way to a stress that helps you feel safe. Safe for them is expending energy, going into fight, going into battle, getting lots of things done, being more competitive, being up for the challenge, and just having an absolute crack at 100%. And so the way that a person like this might be stressed, generally they're shorter in height, they're muscular, they've got a symmetrical type body, they can be really quite fiery and really direct, because that's the adrenaline and testosterone playing out, because that's what makes them feel at home. Mm-hmm. Versus when you have a prolactin and insulin dominant body, this is the other body that we spoke about, the nurturer, the way that they stress, their body is designed to be nurturing other people. And so when they're stressed, it actually sends them into a state where they worry more about others, and they look to make sure that everybody else is stable. This is very different responses to exactly the same stress. And so then you have another body that we haven't spoken about yet, excuse me. And this body specifically is a lot leaner. They're very finely boned, very delicate structure generally. And they've got a lot of hormones that essentially make them retreat and go inside themselves and process mentally when they get stressed. And so we have three different bodies that are all experiencing the same stress, let's say social isolation and loss of job. Okay, let's say that that's the stress. Mm-hmm. The adrenaline testosterone person is going to want to get into action, or they'll be firing up a little bit. They'll be really expressing themselves to make sure everyone hears about it. The guardian, or the prolactin dominant body, this body will actually go into making sure that everyone is okay, and really making sure that home is a stable place, because that's the way that their body stresses. Versus the last body will be so stoked that they finally get to sit at home and catch up on all of the work that they were, like, that the rest of the world was getting in the road of. And they get to have this great experience of spending time by themselves in that introverted place, and they'll be really happy. So this is exactly the same stress with completely different responses that's driven by our biology. And this is predictable. This is, it gives you insight into exactly what you've got to do to take your body out of stress. This is very important insights that we all need right now.
Yeah, no, it's so, I just love all this stuff, and it's so true. And particularly, you know, when a lot of people are, you know, all at home and there's different body types all interacting together, understanding sort of your partner's body type, or, you know, your family member's body type, can actually change stuff, because everyone is experiencing their stress and how they're dealing with it, but it's just in a different way. So it's really important. And I love what you said there too, Cam. It actually is sort of, when you understand more about this, you know, about yourself, you know when you're in stress, so you understand yourself better, so you can get yourself out of it. And obviously the profile goes into a lot of stuff, you know, how to do that with nutrition, with all the types of exercise, the time of day you eat, all the lifestyle choices. It's very in-depth to use. But I certainly know for me, like, I need social connection. I'm driven by the oxytocin, so I'm connect, connect, connect. I'm a connector. you know, when I get stressed, I do retreat and I do isolate, when, you know, pull myself away from things when that's not actually a good thing for me to do. I need to work more. So that's a sign to me that, oh, I am under a bit of stress if I'm doing that type of thing. So, yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. And if people are interested in finding out what their health type is, I can highly recommend doing it. Pop your name in the comments and I'll send you some links about it. There's some amazing offers that PHU60 have made available at the moment where you can get yourself set up and you actually get a personalised immune support protocol to go along with it as well. And I'm also putting together this Saturday, I'm actually doing a workshop using the profiles, and we're going to talk more about, so Cam mentioned sort of three profiles, we're going to go into the six profiles, talking about, you know, the hormones we're governed by, how we respond to stress, looking at mindset, emotions, going through all of the great benefits of this technology. It's fascinating. And I guess, Cam, is there anything else, final comments you want to share about the health technology?
Yeah, just that this is something that's so incredibly available to us now, and working with Ench, like I've been very lucky to educate hundreds of health professionals in my time, and Ench is absolutely at the top of that tree when it comes to knowing how to use this information to really get your best health. So it's such an important time that we're all taking care of our health right now, and you want the right advice, and everything that you do that actually supports your health also supports your immune response, which is the big thing that we all have to defend ourselves right now with. We don't have anything else to defend ourselves with other than our immune system. And so anything that you do in this space that is going to support your health, and this is the best way to do that, will also support your immune system. So making sure that you get the right advice and take advantage of this while you're at home. This is something that can be done very easily at home. There's 20 years of research backing as to how we take a measure of our forehead and relate that back to our genes and our gene expression. It seems simple, but the science is there. This is something that you should all jump into and really have a good crack.
Yeah, no, it's so fascinating. So I'll put sort of the some details there, but please contact us and I can direct you to where to go. But this is, like, I just think at the moment too, people have got so much to worry about. Like, they're worrying about so many other things with what's going on. This actually takes the worry out for you. You know, when you get this profile done, it's all there on an app, and it actually just takes stress away from you, because you know, if you, you know, you follow some of these things, that you're following what's best for you, your personalized epigenetic plan. So it's awesome like that as well. So thanks so much for your time, Cam. Really appreciate it. I know you got a flying crusade and spread the mission, and yeah, really appreciate it. Thanks.
I'm Angela Lee, and you've been listening to Will to Live, the podcast. You can join us on Facebook in our Will to Live online community, that's LIV, Facebook group, or follow Angela Lee on social media and at www.angelalee.com.au. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast and would like to pay forward the gifts of living, please share with your friends, and if you haven't already, please rate and review the podcast. Thanks so much.